podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
I worry about your connection sometimes, Noah.
Yeah, I don't think it's the best internet around these parts.
Yeah, it happens when I'm editing. I notice Noah is way behind.
Mm. That's how I do it.
Maybe he's just a little slow. Takes him a second to get the jokes.
I think it's much better. Well, I think I turned you guys too far down. Sorry.
Yep, because you were talking right the fuck over me.
Mm-hmm. No one cares what you think. Also, I don't know if they are downloading torrents. Like, sometimes the connection just goes to shit, and I have no idea why. And no one's even home.
Like right then? Sometimes the connection just goes to shit.
I didn't hear it on my end.
Well, no.
I think, Tim, that actually may have been your connection going to shit, because I heard Noah just fine, and you went to shit.
Ooh.
Andy, go fuck yourself.
Ooh, snap.
Ooh, snap. No, he didn't.
Go fuck
yourself. Shazam,
Go fuck yourself. All right. Glad we straightened that out.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tamcast. I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Tamcast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if he wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. Happy thoughts. But if you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get
in life are the laughs you get
when you're not supposed to be
laughing. Like
you're in church
and
someone cuts
off. Tamcast. Welcome to Tamcast. Welcome! You just woke up everybody in the apartment, Noah.
Welcome!
Now Roberto's gonna come knock on the door.
I need to get our friend a gift. A wedding gift.
Before you do anything, we need to say, I'm Tim, the T in Tamcast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the 10th and final avatar of Vishnu, come to end the Kali Yuga.
Sweet Jesus.
I'm Noah, the N in Tamcast, and I need to get a gift from my friend.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes.
By the way, Tim, it took me a while in the last Tamcast to figure out that the sound was Q beaming in and the scream of Superman.
Good times.
And then I laughed every time. Because I just had this image of every time we were sharing a link, Q was raping Superman.
It's kind of like It's a Wonderful Life, but way more tragic.
That's how Q do.
It's a Wonderful Life for Q's dick.
Speaking of laughing, how about some laughs that are tan-colored?
The daily grind can take its toll. It saps your strength and sucks your soul. Before you fall in that black hole, let's make some jokes about smoking. Oh, 10 Laughs is here to save us with jokes about your anus. And you can send your own joke if you please.
I may have ecru laughs.
Nope, we want tan-flavored laughs.
All right.
I may be able to do something about that.
Speaking of which, if you are a fan of the Facebook fan page, we have started putting tan laughs every day, like a daily tan laugh every day on the Facebook fan page. Just something, so that it's not just a repository for the show's link every week.
Also, we should say congratulations to our Tancast listener, Rob. His wife is also pregnant. So,
huzzah!
Good job, Rob. Yes. You're doing it.
Yeah, but didn't he say we were doing it in the email?
He did say we were doing it. Maybe because it's a Tancast baby. I don't remember being there.
Dude, get for reproducing.
Do they get busy to us?
Oh dear.
Oh wow, that is like not sexy at all.
That shows what you think.
Maybe that's how they knocked it out. Like, we gotta get this shit done fast. I guess Sam listens anymore. I don't know. I got nothing. But anyways, you're doing it, Rob. We're doing it. Someone's doing it. It's done.
I think Rob's done it. Now it's up to his wife to do the rest.
Oh, that's where I put it.
In Rob's wife?
No, sorry. I found a website with a bunch of fucked up jokes, and I was trying to see if I bookmarked it. I could not find it, and I just found it again. So, there you go.
Excellent. I'm glad we followed you through all of that.
I like it when he goes back and traces the journey for us.
Ah, yes.
Well, at least you know why I'm, like, going, oh! As opposed to...
No, I was being serious.
I was talking to Tim. I mean, not Tim. Andy.
One of us.
The fat one.
The fat one. Yes. Well, now that I'm weeping silently, shall we tan laugh?
Let's do it. This one's from Matt. Sent it in back in June. But I didn't want to get to it too soon. Ha ha! Rhyming. One day the teacher wanted the class to use the word definitely in a sentence. Which, side note, is almost impossible for me to spell without spell check. Even with spell check. Whenever I type in definitely, a little squiggle underneath it, and I right-click, defiantly? No. I don't want to spell defiantly. Yeah. I change some letters. Oh, defiantly? No!
I hate it when you can't even spell it close enough that spell check can't even figure out what the fuck you're trying to do.
I'm like, all right, let's try this. Meatballs? What the fuck? Okay, it doesn't say meatballs. I changed that last part for comedic effect, but I can't spell definitely is my point.
Yeah. There's lots of words I can't spell.
And now, back to the joke, already in progress. Definitely in a sentence. Susie raised her hand and said, "The sky is definitely blue." I'm sorry, Susie, that is wrong. The sky sometimes turns different colors, red, gray, etc. Anybody else? Timmy raised his hand and said, "The grass is definitely green." I'm sorry, Timmy, that's not true either. Sometimes the grass dies and it may turn brown. Anybody else? Little Johnny raises his hand and says, "Teacher, do farts have lumps?" The teacher says, "No, why? Then I definitely shit my pants." I like it.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to be certain about it.
Do farts have lumps? Good times.
So I've already lost track, but this next tan laugh comes to us, well, series of tan laughs. Oh my fucking God.
Okay.
Sorry. Remember a while back where I was complaining about Google having changed something and it just constantly logging me out?
It just logged you out.
It logged me out while I'm looking at it. And I guarantee you that now when I try to go back to the Tancast mail, it's going to take me back into my Gmail, which I keep telling it to log me out of. Google, die in a fucking fire.
Yeah, Google, take that shit.
Yeah, fuck you for helping me search for shit all the time and providing gigabytes of mail for free. Fuck you.
Well, you know what, Noah? The gigabytes of mail for free kind of lose some of their shine when you can't fucking access them.
Fuck you for this first world problem that's a minor inconvenience of my life. I gotta take 30 seconds to log back into this shit.
Yeah, I take 30 seconds, I log back into this shit, and in an unknowable amount of time from now, it's going to fucking log me out again, and it's going
to
disappear
as
I'm reading it.
I used to have to take an hour to research stuff in the library, and now I can just type in. Fuck you for saving me time, most of the time.
You know what, just for that, I'm going to shut off your mail access and see how you like it. Because there are other free mail systems.
Fucking Noah sold that shit. Oh. Ooh, little teary-eyed.
You really don't want to fuck with me this weekend, Noah. I had wound up last night before my wife told me not to throw my iPhone at a wall. I am apparently living right on that edge.
You're the angry rage man, simmers. Sir. But that's par for the course.
Yes. I have been angry Andy all week. Anyways.
We'll knock that shit off. It's Tancast time.
So, this joke comes to us from, and again, I lost track, it's Grace, and I can't remember if she's our number one redheaded Disney freak fan or our number one ginger Disney freak fan.
Ginger.
Ah, okay.
And number one former redheaded Disney, or former number one redheaded Disney freak, current number one ginger Disney freak.
Alrighty.
I believe that is her entire moniker, last time she commented.
So, this is the difference between good girls and redheads. Good girls loosen a few buttons when it's hot. Redheads make it hot by loosening a few buttons.
Yeah.
Good girls wax their floors. Redheads wax their bikini lines. Good girls blush during sex scenes in movies. Redheads know they could do it better. Good girls wear white cotton panties. Redheads don't wear any. Good girls think they're not fully dressed without a strand of pearls. Redheads think they're fully dressed in just a strand of pearls.
Pearl necklace.
Good girls will apologize, brown nose, and kiss your ass. Redheads will tell you to kiss my lily white ass. I think that was supposed to be lily white ass.
Yes,
you are correct.
There's a comma there, not a hyphen. That makes it kiss my lily white ass. All right, I'm going to stop there.
No, kiss my lily white ass.
No. Lily is modifying white. Lily is not an adjective. Lily white is the full adjective.
It's lily-like. It's and also white.
No, then if it was lily-like, it would be lily or lily-ish.
It's shorthand.
No.
Yep.
Tim, go talk to Grammar Girl.
I got a joke for you.
Good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't care.
Oh. You didn't really have a joke, Noah.
You made that one up, Tim.
Okay, I got to toss one more in. How do you know when you've satisfied a redhead?
I don't know.
She unties you.
Yeah.
Are redheads really that kinky? I've never been with a redhead. Either of you been with a redhead?
Nope. I've pursued one or two, but never been with.
Was Chris technically a redhead? I don't think so. I think she was a brunette, so no. She dyed her hair blonde. That doesn't count.
Oh. What was her hair color naturally?
Brunette, he said. Check the tape.
Very confidently.
No, I meant I said that earlier, like a few seconds ago.
Oh, sorry. I did not hear you.
Let's say, Tim, you're the only one who saw the carpet, not the curtains.
Well, you saw
maybe
both.
That's why I'm... Well, yes.
All right, well, we're not going to get that far into it.
this might be even doubly funny coming from me. But anyways, my girlfriend dumped me saying I don't live up to her black ex-boyfriend. When you can do what a black man can do, get back in touch, she laughed. So after 3 months of trying, I sent her a video of me peeling a banana with my feet. I await her apology.
Wow.
No? Too soon?
Wow. I figured it was... I just assumed that joke was going to end differently. There's so many ways you can... In fact, we should... Because there's so many racist ways to end that joke. And
I
that
totally thought it was going to be... So I sent her a newspaper clipping where I had shot three men, ran from the police, and then got tossed in jail.
When you can do what black men can do, get back to me. So I raped her.
When I was here before, I read some better ones. Oh,
what is this from, Noah?
No, it's called sickpedia.org.
You still need to provide your alternative punchline. Tim and I have already done one.
Oh, I have to come up with one?
Yep.
I smoked some crack and robbed her.
Nailed it.
That's good. So I lost my job, abandoned all my children. Shit. I don't know how to top that. Tim?
So I went on Morgan Pierce and called the Tea Party racist.
That shit's racist.
I just segued into
current
events,
son. So I made a bunch of simpering,
son?
Lazy comedies and peddled them to other black people.
I put on a dress and became the most highest paid entertainer in show business.
Tim, we both made the same joke.
Oh. You say something about a dress?
No, I didn't say anything about a dress. I said a bunch of simpering, lazy comedies and peddled them to other black people.
That's way more general than just Tyler Perry, though.
That is true. That could also have been Martin.
White chicks was a thing.
No, Martin peddles it to white people. All right, so that's enough racism. Now what are we going to do?
There's never enough racism.
Did any of you see the Morgan Freeman thing last night?
Nope.
Heard about it, but did not see it.
Twitter was all lit up about it. I would forget what I was looking for. And then just so many stupid responses.
All right.
Like the one I kept seeing over and over again is like, hey, Morgan Freeman, if we're racist, how can we support this one guy who's black?
Nothing.
That's it.
Nothing makes you seem more racist, even though you're trying to defend yourself. Than like, I know black people. Like, it just sounds so disingenuous. Like, I got
a black
buddy over here.
And I know black people. What's worse than that? I know black person.
Yeah, I was gonna say, pointing out your one Uncle Tom Oreo friend.
Exactly. So I tweeted. I was like, in quotes, hey Morgan Freeman, if we're racist, what about our one token black guy? Tea Party logic.
Get him, Carlton.
And then someone else wrote like, well, that's the last dollar I'll ever spend on a Morgan Freeman movie. Good. I have to worry about you sitting next to me in the Dark Knight. yelling, "I don't understand this!" at the screen.
I'll still spend money on you, Morgan Freeman, because you're awesome. And your voice is so nice.
It's like honey. I want to dribble Morgan Freeman's voice on my penis.
Oh,
I have already.
What's it like, Noah?
It's wonderful.
Tell me slower.
It's wonderful.
Tell me in your Morgan Freeman voice.
I cannot do a Morgan Freeman impression. There's a white guy out there who can do a very good Morgan Freeman impression.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand how... It's like his... He resonates, like, nasally, but he doesn't sound like, "Oh, hello, sir," which is the closest I ever get when I try to do a Morgan Freeman. And that was not me trying to do a Morgan Freeman, by the way, for the record.
I think it was. "Oh, hello, sir. I am Morgan Freeman."
"Oh, sir, I think you're there's some irregularity in your taxes."
"I was in Shawshank Redemption."
"They call me Rit because I'm Irish."
I like penguins.
So now we're Lenny?
Yep, pretty much. That's how Morgan Freeman rolls.
Yep.
He
pets soft things because they calm him.
You know what? Morgan Freeman's been around a long time. God, they got some slack for the
people.
I think
Morgan Freeman has earned petting a lot of soft things.
And you know, if he wants to call people some racist, that's fine with me. He can call me racist as long as he does it in a sweet, sexy voice.
How awesome would that
be? He should
be?
Do like a...
Just Morgan Freeman chewing your ass out. Yes, abuse me, Morgan.
You abuse me so good.
I think that'd be funny if he did like a narrated March of the Tea Party. And just, you know.
And then the racists go over here. And Tim still can't do a good Morgan Freeman.
Here we see them going behind a bush. They're about to fuck their sisters.
See, that was a little better.
It's a little better.
But
I did too much Southern. He's got better diction than that.
Yeah, I'm not really good at like yeah, obviously some people are easy to do. But his voice is more subtle. Like, you know, Arnold is more, it's easier to do, but his voice, I cannot even imagine how it would even start.
Shout and change all your consonants to do Arnold. "Get to the chopper!
Get down!
It's funky."
Or you can just replace everything with a series of vowels.
Okay.
That's when his head was exploding in... oh, shit. Total Recall. There we go. I was like, True Lies. Wow, no, wrong.
That was a damn good movie.
True Lies? Yeah, it was. Not a good
movie.
That
was a decent film.
The best.
Film.
And that was where I found out what's-her-name is fucking hot, or was hot.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, whoa, she's rocking a body.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yep. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah, it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Because I was like, because wasn't Wester Tits way too young to be hot in that movie?
Yeah, Eliza Dushku. She was like 14.
You've seen the movie, Tim, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Do you remember the part where she was undressing for, well, Arnold, but she thought it was someone else?
Yeah.
Okay. She had a hot body.
Mm-hmm.
She's very fit. Very tight.
And them huge titties.
Speaking of movies, me and Tim saw a movie together.
Ooh. Did you hold hands?
For part of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Always. There's always got to be some hand-holding. We saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Ah. And how was it? Was it apey?
Lots of apes. I had a hard time sympathizing. I mean, I understand we treat the apes a little shitty. But fucking the main ape, Caesar, always looked like a fucking evil genius. Like, he had this look like he was just angry and... just plotting your downfall.
Well, no. Yeah. Shocker. Revolutionaries are typically dicks.
But I felt like, well, for me, I mean, maybe not other people, I felt it made him less of a sympathetic character. Like, yeah, people treat him shitty.
I have to stop you for a minute. What? Danelle just pulled a spoon out of the sink and is using it.
Really?
Ew.
Really?
Ew.
That grosses you out?
She didn't even rinse it. Oh, she's licking it.
That is hilarious, Tim. You used to eat disgusting shit. I remember your sink. Now, granted, you
probably didn't remember. I wouldn't use those things anymore. That's why they stayed in that sink and stuck there.
The sink was where you put horrible things.
Oh, God. She stuck it in the back of the sink and swirled it around and whatever was in there and then put it, pretended like she was going to lick it again. Or maybe she did lick it. I don't know. You did? Oh, I'm not kissing you after this. No. Danelle just called my bluff. She's like, really? I'm like, no, not really.
Yeah, I'm going to kiss you. That's what I do.
So, where were we?
So, back to Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Oh, so I was just saying, yeah, him looking angry all the time made him less of the bag. And, like, it was only, like, a couple, like, actually bad humans. Like, the scientist guy, he liked them. They're buddies. The little blonde guy who ran the ape place, he was a dick. The black guy who ran the company, he was a dick.
As most guys who run companies are.
Yeah. But, like,
I didn't
feel like...
If you run a company in a movie and you're not Bruce Wayne, you're a dick.
I feel like the world was, like, against them. Like, you know, there were some good people in the world. Well, and still, it's hard to fucking attacking people.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably lose a lot of your support.
But here's the thing that I found that once, I came away from the movie, I'm like, wait a minute. Are you telling me the entire planet gets taken over by apes because John Lithgow has Alzheimer's?
Pretty much.
That's it. Everything happens because of that. And it's funny because all through the movie, James Franco is kind of the sympathetic character, but it is literally his fault.
Couldn't leave well enough alone, could you, Franco? Fucking Franco.
Everything that's happening is your fault.
Should have just cut off his arm.
Because he was so driven to try to save his dad. And well, yeah, and then the dad, you know, went outside and blah, blah, blah. Yep. Fucking Alzheimer's. Fuck shit up for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also the stage two that you don't find out till towards the end. The one that's really going to fuck up the world.
Yes, yes, yes. I heard someone else mention this as well. That neighbor gets fucked. just throughout the whole movie. Just like, fuck. Poor guy. I was just trying to live my life. Suburbia.
Don't be so aggro, man. Let a monkey borrow your kid's bike.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like we would just fucking destroy those monkeys, like, if that really happened. I don't know. Maybe we're not prepared for monkey attack.
Well, they will chimp out on us.
They will, and they are very strong.
They are.
And they're very crafty.
They were smart.
They sever your testicles quick, and they sever your testicles strong.
There was no nut butting that I saw. That would have been a little awkward. I said overall it was good. They did, you know, they did shove a lot of, like, stuff in there from the first Planet of the Apes movies.
Oh, dear Jesus.
There's one part Tim noticed it.
Well, some of it was cool. Like, they show the launch of a spaceship that's heading to, I think it was heading to Mars. Uh-huh. And then a newspaper rolls by the next day that said, what happened to the spaceship? It's gone. We can't find it. But it's, like, it's very just sort of tucked away. Well, actually, no, it is front and center, that newspaper, but it's, you know, it's quick. And then another time, the main ape, Caesar, is holding a toy Statue of Liberty, and just to make sure you see it, they cut away, and then they cut back. Like, do you see the Statue of Liberty? Do you understand what we're referencing? But the worst one is the fucking Malfoy from Harry Potter, who is the...
He's the dick's son, right?
Apparently he's now being typecast as a dick.
Yeah.
I knew
he says... Oh. The line, get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape. I was like, oh come
wow.
on. Actually, I actually yelled something out loud in the theater. Like, for fuck's sake, or something like that.
Tim didn't appreciate it.
I did not. I was like, oh no, why? Stop it.
But yeah, I mean, overall it was, you know, an entertaining movie.
I agree. And very good CGI.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I said a bunch of stuff. I'm like, really? That's gonna happen? Very unrealistic. I mean, you know, of course, monkeys getting smart. Oh, like, there's... Alright, so this is not really a spoiling thing. There's one part in the beginning where they're trying to, get Caesar out of, the cage, and they fucking left every fucking possible door open. Like, let's leave every door open so if he gets away, he can just have easy access. It's like... you don't want to close doors around there or anything?
Obviously not somebody with a toddler.
But yes, he crashed through other stuff, so he would escape. But yeah, it was a good movie. I want to see Drive. Changing topics.
Oh, well, we're not done with this topic yet.
What was that?
Because I was like, I said, well, I'm not done with this topic yet.
Okay, go ahead.
I liked it. The only thing was, and as you might expect, really predictable.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because it's a prequel.
Yep.
So you know where it's going.
Although, I mean, yeah, the part at the end I did not know about. Or I don't know if that was always the story.
They do call it Rise of the Planet of the Apes and not Failure of the Ape Revolution.
Or just apes doing shit.
Well, yeah, at first I was like, well, what's going to happen now? Like, at the end. And then, yeah, then they have one part that kind of explained, like, oh, okay.
Tyler Perry's chimping out.
No. It'd been better if they called it Rise of the Planet of the Apes, like a question mark, like, could this be it?
Oh, or maybe they can maybe stop. Maybe
not. And instead of the end at the end, it just says, nope, or yup.
Exactly. Tyler Perry's chimping out. No, sir, no. Racist.
So you would go see the sequel if it gets made, Tim?
More than likely. Yeah, there was one part where, I don't want to spoil it, a vehicle falls off a very high distance and lands in some water.
Uh-huh.
There we go. It spoils nothing. and if I look good all the way down and the splash, I'm like, that had to be digital, but that looked amazing.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
That's all. I liked it. Good very special good. Effects.
Yep, good CGI. Oh, there's one for you. They always made them, the apes do, like, these fucking, like, superhero poses.
Oh, yeah, especially Caesar. He was always posing like he was on the cover of a comic book.
And they did make him seem, like, very human. Like, there's parts where he looked, like, kind of gangster-like. And there's one part where he's kind of stroking his chin like the Godfather.
Or like me.
Or like you.
When he was twirling that piece of hay around his fingers, that was the one that got me, like, yeah. Like, you know, when, someone in a, like a high-powered lawyer-type job is spinning a pen around his finger. That's what it kind of looked like. All right, now, Noah wants to see Drive.
That's all. That's all I had to say about it. I may go see it this weekend if I have time.
Wow.
It's getting, better reviews than Planet of the Apes. And it's funny, I was talking to someone about it, and they're like, that sounds like stuff they've done before. I'm like, but fucking all movies, they've done shit before. It's like, it's not a lot of original stories, but it's how, like, you get to the different beats in the story. Like, she's like, oh, I bet, you know, he's going to drive people around, he's going to meet a girl, he's going to have to save her. I'm like, yeah, but, like, mm-hmm. It's the shit in between that makes it exciting.
It's crap.
And it's got Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, how about this? Almost everybody on Earth has exactly the same bones, but, you know, some people got big-ass titties hanging off of those bones.
That they do. That they do. So...
See, that's me, knowledge through analogy.
When Noah was like, hey, you want to see a movie this weekend? Or is there any movies you're dying to see? I'm like, not really. How about you? And he's like, well, there's a couple movies I want to see. And then the first one he goes is Drive. I was like, oh, shit. If we're starting with Drive, this is not going to end happily.
I was just kind of working down what had came out recently and then got to the old stuff. And then we found a movie we liked or we both wanted to see.
And that was Planet of the Apes.
Malico, Malico, bang, bang.
I'm currently having way too much fun with the Google Doodle.
I was playing with it too.
Yep.
Did you get the red guy to eat the green guy yet?
Yeah, I don't know how I did that.
Me neither. That is funny, we're both fucking around.
I also had the left red guy, like, just freak out. Again, I have no idea if it's just a random thing.
Are they saying anything?
Well, I don't hear anything.
Okay, neither do I. Oh, shit! I got the... I got to freak out, too. I'm sure this is very exciting to our listeners.
We're doing things with a thing that might be gone by the time you hear this.
Yeah, I figured it'd be gone already, because his birthday was yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, this is kind of one of their, super-duper ones, so they're probably going to, like, archive this one, kind of like they did with the guitar, for Les Paul's 50th bar mitzvah, or whatever the hell that was.
Nom, 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 nom.
Are these? Oh, I guess they can't use real Muppets, can they? Like actual
sure.
characters.
Sure. Jim Henson did. Jim Henson's crew helped design this.
Oh, so are these Muppets that are actually out there in the world?
No, I think they just created some Google Muppets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Guppets.
Interesting.
Moogles.
Are you both excited about the new Muppets movie?
Yes.
Very.
Yeah, I
saw some scenes at D23. I'm like, this is going to be funny. I have a good feeling about this.
Is it coming out next year or this year?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We saw some trailer for it right before the Winnie the Pooh movie that we took Drew to. And, I was like bouncing in my chair like, yes, when I knew what was coming up. And my wife looks over at me. I'm like, just watch for 3 more seconds. And then they show Muppets, and she realizes what it is, too. I'm like, I am way more excited about this than any 34-year-old man has any right to be.
Okay.
Because, you know, it also has Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother.
And Amy Adams from My Pants.
Yes, from Your Pants.
She's not in Your Pants.
Oh, but she is.
She should be, but she's not.
And How I Met Your Mother is back. I'm super excited about that.
I was wondering if we were going to talk about all the new shows that have come back.
Yep. How I Met Your Mother came back. I enjoyed their first episode.
Didn't see it, Noah?
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, I always enjoy the episodes. It's, you know, I was just realizing there's a lot of, like, I mean, it's not exactly like Lost, but it's Lost, like Lost in a sense where they have, like, these kind of, like, little things that they kind of leave dangling around that they don't always provide answers to. And I realized, I'm like, I kind of like that. Like, it kind of, you know, it's very interesting and kind of keeps you coming back.
Yeah, or at least like in me. The, I think it was the, like, close to the end of the second season, where Ted and Robin just walk in, like, all covered in sauce one time, and, like, somebody starts to comment on it, and they just keep on walking past them. And it's, like, two or three episodes later that they finally pay it off, and you find out why they had sauce all over them. Oh, and then there was, a year for that fucking goat.
And yeah, and they always hint at other things and don't talk about it, and
yeah, you
know, maybe come back later on down the road. Mentalist is back, which had quite a season finale.
Yeah, I'm still not watching that.
Did you watch the newest episode, Tim? Probably not.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Burned through a lot of stuff last night.
What did you think of the ending?
I kind of had... Well, I don't know where they're going with it, but I kind of had something like that in mind.
Okay. So do you think you'll watch it, Andy?
Yeah.
I hate you.
No, I don't know.
All right, well,
there's so many things higher on my to-do list than The Mentalist. Plus, I've already been watching Psych, so I feel like I already know what The Mentalist is.
It's not the same goddamn thing.
I know.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
They make that joke on Psych all the time, by the way.
Psych is
I make the joke about how you should shut up all the time.
Mentalist is way more serious.
Yes, I know.
So a little spoiler if you haven't watched The Mentalist season finale, so skip ahead a little bit.
Premiere.
I don't know how I feel about him getting away with it, with killing the guy. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah. Like,
he was bad, but he still fucking killed the guy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, just, it's a little, it's kind of like when House,
haven't you ever
like,
seen A Time to Kill?
Yeah, I have. But that was a more direct correlation, where this, you find out later, is not.
What?
So I'm going to spoil something else. You find out that person's not Red John.
Okay.
So he just killed some random person.
Well,
I mean,
not like it was a random
they were bad, but, you know, it's not like at that particular moment he had to kill him.
I still have my suspicions about who Red John actually is.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
So you think it's someone we've already seen?
I do. I'll give you a hint. I think it's actually Red Joan.
Oh. Well, they've hinted at that in the show.
That it's actually a woman?
Yes. Didn't they? Is that lady already gone? Wasn't there a lady they thought was Red John? Or we thought was Red John? Is she still around or
was
is she
there?
Gone?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Remember that there was like a redhead lady that Patrick... The girl that disappeared that got kidnapped.
They hinted she was Red John?
I thought she might have been Red John.
That's who I think is Red John.
Yeah, okay. I think we had talked about this already.
All right.
Anyways. Mentalist, we're back. Watch it. It's a good show.
Oh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Did you guys watch Big Bang Theory?
Nope.
I did.
I'm not just going to pick that up. I'll start over at the beginning if I'm ever going to do it.
Ah, you're such a fucking faggot.
I know.
Tim, I thought you weren't going to use that word anymore.
You're right. Faggots look down on you, Andy.
I know.
When they do those It Gets Better videos, they go, unless you're Andy.
No, I'm the unexpected twist at the end. It gets better. It gets better. It gets better. Me with, like, Twinkies hanging out of my mouth. No, it doesn't. It gets much worse. Not for me. Boo, boo, boo.
Any other shows you guys are, any new shows you guys are watching or new shows coming back, I mean, old shows that come back that you're excited about? Tim was saying he likes Ted Danson on CSI.
I was just about to mention that. Ted Danson on CSI. I did like it. Although, fucking, it became the Ted Danson show on episode one.
Yeah.
We're gonna sprinkle some Lawrence Fishburne around the size, and then he's going to seep his way into the show. It was the fucking Ted Danson show.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming.
He wasn't, like, the same character as Grissom, but he was much more in the style of Grissom than Lawrence Fishburne was.
I don't think he'll come back.
What?
I don't think it's going to get me to come back.
Of course not. You're an asshole. But you know how Andy's favorite thing is hand-wavy explanations for why things have happened? Fuck, mm-hmm. They could not have been more hand-wavy about Lawrence Fishburne. Like, I think you're almost to the second commercial break before they finally tell you what happened.
Wow.
And even it's like one, like it's a couple lines. And oh, and also Criminal Minds came back. And I don't know how I don't think either of you guys watch it, do you?
No.
Well, there was two girls. There was two main women on the show. And last season, the very first episode, they got rid of the hot blonde one. Midway through, they got rid of the not as hot but still attractive brunette one. And they essentially killed her off, but didn't. Like, they show you in the episode that she's not actually dead, but the team thinks she's dead. And apparently, the behind the scenes was Criminal Minds needed to cut their budget. So they fired those two gals, hired a new gal who would work for way cheaper, and they cut their budget for Criminal Minds Los Angeles, or whatever it was called, Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior, for the Forest Whitaker show.
Okay. I haven't
that
watched
it. That show tanked. Okay, you don't need to watch it. You just need to know that it exists and acknowledge that I'm saying things.
Yes. I don't acknowledge that.
I do both of these things, Tim.
So that show tanks. And the fans just, like, I guess there was a big outcry for both of them. So this premiere episode was basically bringing both of them back. The blonde girl and the brunette.
All right.
And very hand-wavy for what happened to the new girl who was there last season. Like, there was literally one line of dialogue.
What happened to Cindy? Budget cuts.
What happened to Cindy? Oh, she got a job on Blah Blah Blah's team. Oh, good for her. That's it. Never again. Never mentioned before that. Never mentioned after that. Nobody misses her. No one gives a fuck. Not a picture of her.
You know, my wife and I kind of felt that way with Falling Skies. There was this girl who was kind of like set up to be the oldest son's like love interest from the get-go. And just, well, spoiler alert, but I mean, the season's been over for a little while, so fuck you. Get on it.
I'm probably not going to watch it.
She gets kidnapped by aliens. And then, like, nobody talks about her. Like, my wife, like, a couple episodes later, she's like, are they not concerned that she's gone? You know, she was one of their scouts, and, you know, never leave a man behind. They keep talking about this. Oh, you know, we got to rescue these kids. Well, fuck, how about the big people, the ones that can carry the guns? Like, nah, fuck her. She was slow. Slow and weak.
I was saying to my wife that they literally could have written the line like, hey, whatever happened to blah, blah, blah chick? Oh, fuck her. All right. Because, like, the fans didn't care about her, so they're like, we will give the minimum amount of explanation about her.
It's funny, Doug Benson on his podcast was talking about, like, and if you ever watch, like, Two and a Half Men reruns, like, in the future, like,
yes!
People don't know about, like, the whole Charlie Sheen blow-up, like, they're going to be like, what the fuck happened to him? Like, he's there one season, he's dead the other season, now there's this new guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of hand wavy, we, for the first time ever, watched an entire episode of Two and a Half Men.
Oh, I watched The Roast, and then that made me want to watch The Two and a Half Men. And fuck! Like, they just treated the characters like... It's funny now. I mean, it's funny for people because they know the history between the producer and Charlie Sheen. But like Doug Benson was saying, if you're, you know, like when we watch I Love Lucy or Dick Van Dyke Show or Mary Tyler Moore Show now, like we have no context for when it was on.
Uh-huh.
Or like even MASH, like we have no concept for what was going on during the Vietnam War and why it was parallel, what was going, you know, what they were trying to say about the Korean War and yada, yada, yada. Like, no one's going to remember fucking the Charlie Sheen blowout. And all of a sudden, like, one day Charlie Sheen is there. The next day he gets pushed in front of a train, and they're making jokes about it at his funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, they're making jokes about it? I didn't watch that
one.
Yeah.
One lady basically admits to pushing him in front of the train at the funeral. No one does shit.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that crazy stalker neighbor.
Maybe I should watch this now.
Yeah. So, you know what makes me not want to watch Two and a Half Men? Watching Two and a Half Men. My wife and I turned to each other like, how is this like the number one fucking show for 9 seasons?
Well, I've been watching some of the reruns on FX, not on purpose, just because I have been. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's funny, but yeah, I can't imagine sitting down to watch this show.
Yeah. Like scheduling time, like, you
exactly.
know, figuring out what else you want to let go of.
Howard, did you watch The Roast?
We got about 15 minutes through The Roast, and then Drew was antsy to get up, so we stopped.
He had antsy in his pantsies.
Ah, some good lines in there. I don't know if you heard, a friend of mine is pushing it, but we worked together. Amy Schumer was on The Roast.
Oh, yeah.
We worked together at Roosters, and she was very nice. I think I may have mentioned her on Tancast when I was there that week. Anyway, she made a joke to Steve-O that said, sorry to hear about your friend Ryan Dunn. I know you were thinking, oh, that could have been me. And we were thinking, why wasn't it? And fucking she got lit up on Twitter.
Clearly somebody who's never seen her do any bit before.
Right. Well, and also it didn't help that they cut to Steve-O and he did not look like he was laughing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the fuck Steve-O was doing up there. I don't know what the fuck Tyson was doing up there.
Oh, Tyson had a really good line, though. Okay. If you haven't gotten to it yet, I won't spoil it.
I haven't.
Fuck, that is a good line.
No,
I may throw it in the audio of the show, so when you listen back, it might get spoiled.
During your performance, I wish I bit my own ears off. You know?
Well, so far, the only thing I've heard from Tyson is him up there being like, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, he keeps heckling everybody.
I think he thinks he's interacting.
And he keeps heckling Amy Schumer, and she handled it quite well.
Oh, well, yeah.
Although the best part was when he was on, and he said something about Jeff Ross, and then Jeff Ross stands up, and Tyson just sort of drops like, what are you going to do, Jeff? What are you going to do? And Jeff just sits back down.
I cannot see Mike Tyson or hear Mike Tyson or anything without thinking of David Letterman uttering, ears is tasty.
That's the line that he had. Fuck, that was funny. Seth MacFarlane's introduction of him. He's beaten every opponent he's faced, except the letter S.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, whoever wrote for Tyson did a good job.
Good.
Better. Fucking get his ears eaten.
Steve-O, on the other hand, who's apparently trying to be a stand-up comedian, should stop.
Mm-hmm. He should go back to stapling his nuts to his thigh. Yeah.
he decides he's going to run at Mike Tyson's fist to try and give himself a black eye, and apparently he felt like after Amy Schumer and a bunch of other people, he wasn't going to get talked about enough.
Wow.
Because you know, there was other much better roasters than him. Mm-hmm. So at the end, the show is over. He asks Mike Tyson to hold his fist out again, and he runs at his fist and breaks his nose. And, like, literally, its blood is streaming out of his nose. And they have William Shatner. It's like, what the fuck? That's just so, because the look on his face is like, what am I watching? What? Who? Why?
Who are you?
And the best part is that Sheen and Tyson would just walk away with Sheen's arm around Tyson like, man, I love you, man. They don't pay any attention to Steve-O.
Oh, man, when they open that thing up and, like, the Charlie Sheen face, like, undoes and the big train comes out, mm-hmm. My wife goes, damn, that is an expensive set. I'm like, I know, right? She goes, yeah, I mean, first of all, who dug up and reanimated the corpse of Slash? Like, oh, you're right.
Good roast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good roast, yeah. I think we may have gone so long that I don't know if I want to work in our top our high five this week.
Oh, we got to do it.
It's going to take too long.
No. We'll do it quick. Just in and out.
No, dude. I just listened to the Neverending Story episode of Tancast. You don't know how to do anything quick.
I'm going to be super quick with this because I'm not going to explain anything. Oh, but one more thing on TV. Watch Two Broke Girls for the first time and probably the last time. But I will say this for that show. Kat Dennings has got some huge tits.
Why the fuck would you watch that and not Big Bang Theory? You are a waste of life.
Wait, what did you watch?
Two Broke Girls. Well, see, the Big Bang Theory.
I don't even
theory,
know that show.
I want to go all the way back and start it over. I don't want to just jump in.
Just
see
jump
how the characters
in.
Progress. All right.
So,
if you like dark-haired chicks with huge tits, Two Broke Girls. If you like laughing, something else.
Oh, Modern Family. Goddamn, that show's funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goddamn. I love that show so much.
It's funny, but then also, like...
Name it, it's so funny.
Like, there are parts of it, like, Phil telling, oh, God, what's his name? Jay. His father-in-law. You're like, I know that I wasn't your first choice, but I've been nothing but a great husband and father to your daughter and to your grandkids. So if we still have a problem, now it's your problem. That was like, holy shit, how do you get away with that line in the middle of a comedy?
Especially, the craziness of the, like, they get away with some crazy shit and then some genuine moments.
Yep.
Well-earned writing Emmy.
Yep. And no fucking cheesy laugh track over the top of it, like, this is where you should be laughing. You should laugh now.
Although, I must say, I did not agree with the overall, the implied moral of the second of the two-part the hour-long premiere, which was just two episodes back-to-back.
It always is.
So basically the premise of the second episode.
That was the one about sharing daddy, right?
Yes, but the blonde mom gets knocked over by the dad while he's ogling some other chick.
Yeah.
And somehow it turns into she is wrong for always wanting to be right while everyone's been mocking her all day. Like, fuck you.
No, the thing is she was right in that instance, but what they were trying to make the point of was, like, she's always uptight about always being right, and at that point, even when she's demonstrably right, she's got video proof that she's right, she's kind of burned that bridge.
But yeah, so she, like, went so beyond the pale to prove that she is right, it's like, it doesn't even matter that she's right anymore.
Because they were mocking her all episode long.
This is true. I felt for her.
But they established that she has a history of always being right, even when she's not right. So, yes, in that particular instance, they mocked her, and she was right, but I think they kind of set it up for, like, she always feels like she's right.
But she is right in that instance, so it was a poor time to learn that lesson.
I know. It worked for me.
It didn't work for me at all.
Okay.
Fair enough.
It worked for me.
Fuck you both.
You know, speaking of laugh tracks, that's got to be my least favorite thing about How I Met Your Mother.
That was a laugh track.
Thank you. Good, because I didn't know where to laugh right there, Tim. I wasn't sure.
I should put a laugh track on an episode of Tancast. That would be hilarious.
Tim, you are our laugh track.
I know.
But we got to earn it, and that's good. You make us fight for that.
Not really.
Hit the button.
So I'm going to agree with Tim that we skipped the top five since we talked about it, I don't know how long ago now, and we still haven't gotten to it yet.
It was 3 minutes. I've been watching the clock.
I'm just saying that's how things go. We get off track.
I think we can knock this out in 15 minutes.
No, I don't want to spend another 15 minutes.
Oh, well, then piss on your head. All right, we'll keep talking about TV then. Supernatural's back. That makes me happy.
All right, I didn't see it. Go ahead and talk about it.
it's one of those shows where it's like, they started off kind of like Monster of the Week, and they've gotten like bigger and bigger arcs going on, like as they've gotten further and further into it. Well, spoiler alert: the end of last season, one of the final lines was one long running character declaring himself to be God, to be the new God, like that he has taken in that much power, and he is demanding that people bow down and love him and worship him. Because he's going to be a new hands-on sort of god. And so, like, they'd kind of set that up to be that he's going to be the big bad, but now he's fucking godlike, and that's going to be what this final season's all about. And they totally flipped it around on you in the very first episode of this season, but in, like, an even more, oh, damn, sort of way. So I'm interested to see how they go. Because they've said, unless they backtrack, that this is going to be the last season, so... Last season's always had that feeling like, oh shit, anyone could die.
I don't watch anymore, so I don't have much to say.
Or you can get an argument with the producer, and they'll just kill you the fuck off and laugh at you.
That's right. Yeah, you call the producer a money-grubbing Jew, and next thing you know, you're exploding like a sack of meat in front of a pair
and
of Subway.
Throw your ashes all over the floor and leave you in a dustbuster.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, there was a certain point where it's like, okay, I get this is cathartic for you, but... This is just getting awkward for the viewer.
You realize there are people who like this character. The people who watch your show.
More than that, you realize that people who watch your show might actually be human.
Huh?
Yeah, Noah and I were talking about this week. It's like, as we're getting older, like we're starting to get more empathetic to the plight of others. So, like, 20-something me probably would have laughed, like, that guy was an asshole, and now his ashes are all over the floor. But 30-something me, having lost a father, is like, that's... People loved him. Somebody loved him. His mother must have loved him. His brother must have loved him. But they spent, like, the entire episode, like, I never really liked him.
Like, holy shit. Got 7 of 9 to diss his ass.
I know.
She's on that
and,
show?
And Jenny McCarthy. Well, apparently
she was a guest star as, like, one of his girlfriends. So one of the things they did was got a bunch of his celebrity ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
On the show.
Is she still hot, 7 of 9?
Yeah.
She was on the Nerdist podcast recently. It was a good... recently. I listened to it recently. I don't know how recently she was on, but it was an interesting episode.
Oh, very good.
Ooh, speaking of TV and the Nerdist podcast, they did a Big Bang panel at Comic-Con.
Oh.
Emmy winner Jim Parsons could possibly be the most boring human being I've ever heard talk. I'm like, stop asking Jim Parsons questions. I'm trying to stay awake over here.
You know who's not boring? Reggie Who's Watts. That was a good Nerdist.
Yeah.
Reggie Watts, the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was him and Bill shit, I can't remember his last name.
Burr.
Bill Burr, thank you. Yeah, they were at some Montreal comedy festival, so it was like a Nerdist Live thing that they recorded.
Just for laughs.
That's it. No, that's not the reason they did it. That's the name of the festival.
Right.
Yeah.
The girl who plays... Oh, you don't watch Big Bang Theory. Fuck it.
I know at least some of the characters.
Well, she's the fiance of the Jew guy. Wow.
Oh, she's hot.
That's awesome. She only had one scene in those two episodes. Like, they did another hour-long season premiere, which was two episodes back-to-back.
Quote,
she had
unquote.
One scene of all screaming, and that's it. But anyway, she was saying on the panel how she was a huge fan of the show before she was on it. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
So you saw her in person, or...
What?
Sorry, what panel was this?
The one on the Nerdist podcast that I said while you weren't paying attention?
Okay.
They did it at Comic-Con. Tim was not there. Tim listened.
Gotcha.
It's like Radio Noah, but they do it over the internet. You should get in on this.
I'm aware.
Hate you.
It's a good thing.
Hate.
Sorry.
Hate!
Oh, Up All Night. It was good to see Christina Applegate and Will Arnett back on TV until I watched about 3 minutes of Up All Night, and then it was bad to see them back on TV.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, my wife was like, hey, maybe this will be kind of like another, Notes for the Underbelly, where we thought that was just going to be, sort of like, smarmy, family-friendly, just kind of dreck, but we gave it a shot, and it turned out to actually be really clever and really funny. This not so much clever or funny. Oh, and I've been invaded. Hello, monkey.
See? Would have been right in the middle of the list. So we should wrap it up. Maybe your cake can say goodbye.
Yep. Hey, Drew, you want to say bye-bye, people?
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye, people.
Bye-bye, people.
Thank you.
Tim gets much enjoyment out of that.
That was cute.
We was round and round, round and round, round and round, all the town. All
nailed it.
The town.
I'm going to release that shit on iTunes. We'll have a first Tancast hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's got those lyrics spot on, yo.
Fix it, girl.
Now he's singing, the trannies on the bus go, girl, 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 the trannies on the bus go, girl, all through the town.
What's that?
Those are Muppets, buddy. You will learn to love them.
Oh, you better learn to love them.
No, not puppets.
Or
we Muppets.
Will kill you
They're
in
better
your
than puppets. All right, go with Mommy. Take her to your poopy.
All right.
All right, he's gone.
That's Tancast for this week.
We love you all.
Join us next week for our high five list that we didn't do this week. But if you want to know what it was, you can go to the Facebook fan page and see what CJ suggested.
It's like a scavenger hunt. Find out what we didn't talk about.
And what we hopefully will talk about next week.
But probably not.
It will happen.
Because we're worthless.
No, we're worth something.
All right, well, that was a little harsh.
I can do some work.
Okie dokie.
Nipples.
I love you all.
No,
that was most
good
of you.
Good night.
Except for you.
And good luck.
I love all of you except for a few of you. Know who you fucking are and you know what you fucking did.
I love you all. Even the ones that fuck with Tim.
No
I love
one
you
loves
more
you if you're
Tim.
He only loves you if you're tall enough. Noah's a sizist.
I love short people.
I was like, what? You have a thing against the shorts?
I have nothing against the shorts.
Hmm. Sounds like there's something deeper here.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we have two
Anyways.
Things to talk about next week.
Good. It'll be a longer episode.
It will be or won't be?
It will be.
Why would we want a longer episode?
Longer than 3 seconds. I don't know what I'm saying. I didn't express
All
myself
right.
well.
Let's cut this short. Bye.
I'm going to stop recording.
Blow me.
Bye-bye, people.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
Oh, I think I'm talking too loud. I think I woke up Michael.
Oh, sorry.
Shit.
I'll whisper so I don't wake your son.
Why does it matter if you whisper?
I'm being silly.
You need to shut up.
You need to blow me.
No.
Okay.
Blow me.